back up. This territory, if the people are dressed in black, you say that they are in
mourners.
And if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? You're feeling just about average. You say, oh, I'm
fine.
All right. If someone's troubled, you might say, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry.
The disease of the joints.
Arthritis.
And a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. I don't think so much anymore, but it was a disease that that children used to have, and children sometimes choke in the night, and they sometimes die of.
That pain.
Right. And a disease that makes one yell. Makes a person yell.
Yaw jambles?
No. Let's see, when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to
vomit.
All right. Let's see. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence or something, and would there be any other terms out for that sort of thing, for example?
Say that again.
Would there be another way of describing what would happen? Say somebody ate something and got real sick and they had to, any other than the word vomit?
Oh, throw up.
All right. Any others?
Long time I've ever known, I reckon.
I heard one from her. Right, I heard upshot.
Upshot.
So if you girls work together and you don't hear them say that once in a while, that'd be strange.
I've heard them say gurgitate, but they say it's that you're not vomiting when you gurgitate.
Oh, I see.
But to me, it's all the same thing.
Well, now, I guess gurgitate would become maybe from a natural root word.
Well, yeah, they talk about,
what is
something
that
regurgitates
the food down? Oh, the animals do that, don't they? In fact, they regurgitate, but it hasn't actually started the process of digestion. It's just some place that they have to keeping the food until they can get it.
Yeah,
some
birds,
I think.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now, the person vomited, he was sick, blank.
At his stomach.
All right. She hardly got the news when she came right over, blank.
Here, right over here.
And for what purpose? She came right over, she hardly got the news, but she came right over, what did she
to tell me?
Right. All right. Fine. Very good. Now, if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now, if you don't come, I
be disappointed.
If you both are going to be glad to see you, you say, we might be glad to see you.
We'll be glad to see you.
If you do that again, I'll blank you. You say that maybe your child is used to be.
Thank you, or I'll whip you.
All right. Now, let's see. If he is very much interested in her, spends a good deal of time, with her so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious, what do they say he is doing? Very much interested in her. And the video of this time with her so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious. What do they say he is doing?
I don't know. Fixing to get married?
All right, fine. Or before they get married, while he's just going with her. Can you think of any other way of expressing that? If a boy is just beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is...
He's getting serious?
All right, fine.